Sweetie, you've been in denial. Not just physically, but psychologically, I'm afraid. You still keep protesting to me that you don't have a small cock. That you have more than enough to satisfy me. Your begging is pathetic. I'll admit, you're wonderful at eating my pussy. You're like a human vibrator, and I could sit on your face all day. I know I told you that if you worked hard with your tongue, I would give you the chance to try to work hard with your quote-unquote cock. But I'm afraid I've changed my mind. I just can't pretend that 5 inches is enough to satisfy me. And just because the world average is 5.5, that doesn't mean you're anywhere close to enough. Not for a size queen like me. And yet, you insist. That's what's led me to conclude that you have a real cognitive disconnect going on. And that's why I've invited my friend Jack over tonight. I thought you might be reluctant to absorb the lesson, since you're always protesting that you're a real man. So, I had to tie you to the chair to make sure you wouldn't run out of the room when your lesson began. Don't worry. I won't make you suck it. Yet. I just want you to see what a real man dick looks like. What's required to satisfy me. When you see that, up close, I feel sure it will break the hold your delusions have on you. Here, I'll have Jack stand right in front of you, and I'm going to unzip his pants and pull it out. My pussy gets wet just handling this big piece of meat. It's not even hard. And it's already bigger than yours when you're sporting your best erection. Don't avert your eyes. This is for your own good. If you don't watch, I'm not going to take off that chastity device, and I can already see you jerking in it. Your little wee-wee is clamoring for attention. Do you want me to give it a little stroke? Do you want out of that cage? Then keep your eyes on the lesson. I thought that would get your attention. Now, watch while I get him hard for the true comparison. Watch it grow. You like that, Jack? Yeah. I love sucking your big dick, baby. Who wants a Tootsie Roll when they can have a big, fat lollipop like this? There. Now, Jack, if you would be so kind as to kneel down, so we can hold your cock up against this little wee-wee. Now you stay still. I'm going to take you out of your cage. You should be happy. Let me just use my thumb and index finger. Stroke it a little bit. Doesn't take much. It's been so long since you've been out. Is that it? That is it, isn't it? Well, let's compare. Look, do you see that he's twice as big as you? That is a man dick. Sweetie, you know I care about you. That's why I owe you honesty. You'll never be able to measure up to that. So why don't we stick to the things you're good at? You can still lick my pussy, just while he fucks it. You both like to make me come, and I'm afraid this is the only way you're ever going to get to do that. Now suck on my clit, like a good boy. Oh, while Jack shows you up close what kind of a cock a woman needs in her pussy. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, and if you're very good, I'll give you a hand job afterwards. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Oh. Keep your hands off that little dick. It's distracting. Oh. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me with that.